regional parks and the Santa Rosa Police Department and folks from the Community Development Commission, as well as folks from the homeless services for the city of Santa Rosa and some of the contracted partners for the Community Development Commission, including Catholic Charities, who operates the host team. It's the Homeless Outreach Services team.
As he cleaned up an area on the trail, a man who asked to be identified only as John Doe noticed some movement in the trash.
What were you watching here just now?
Well, there's some awful big mice or maybe some rats. Didn't see them?
Yes, this infestation is the kind of thing authorities cite as a reason to clear the trail.
They're having a field day here. It looks like they're having a party.
Advocates counter that trash and sanitation services could be provided to alleviate those problems. Nevertheless, Santa Rosa police were on hand Wednesday to make sure the trail was cleared, even though Sergeant Jonathan Wolf acknowledged that the effort was a bit like the carnival game of whack-a-mole.
There is some truth in what you're saying, but what you've got to bear in mind is there is a group of the homeless population that wants assistance, is willing to take shelter option, and shelter is a stepping stone. I don't want to cover Catholic Charities too much, but, you know, to longer-term housing options. And you have a group that's willing to accept that. Then there's always a group that is just absolutely resistant into taking any kind of options and is adamant they want to live on the street in certain ways. Now, so yes, in a sense, for that portion of the population, that's accurate. When they have to leave here, they're not going to take those options, and they are going to move along.
Yeah, so we're trying to help do full assessments with individuals to find out the totality of their needs.
Jenny Lynn Holmes of Catholic Charities was working with a team trying to solve problems with unhoused folks before it was too late.
Many of them we have been working with. Many of them, it may be the first time encountering them today. But our goal is to find them some sort of shelter and or housing placement, whether it's directly placed into a shelter or directly placed into housing or wherever it might be. Our end goal is to house every single one of these individuals. So no matter where they end up across our county or in different shelter options, we will continue to work with them until they find housing.
All right. Now, it seems like this morning, if there are 100 people here and all of this stuff is going to be cleared from the trail, that's a lot of work to do. Are there enough of you to do that work this morning?
Yeah. So there, we have a team of about 5 out here, and we're working to make sure that not only are the people getting assessed and triaged into the appropriate care, we also have volunteers here with us helping to make sure storage and property is taken care of, as well as working with individuals to get transported wherever they might need to go.
So you can handle all of the folks who are here?
Yes. That is our plan. We staffed ourselves to be able to do so, and we've been working up. Today is just part of the option, but we've been here pretty consistently over the last few weeks working with individuals.
Jenny Lynn Holmes of Catholic Charities on the Joe Redotta Trail Wednesday, as an encampment of 100 or so homeless residents was cleared from the trail. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.